KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
We are trying to get you all the business today, everything going on in this fine city of ours spiritually. And we have Becky Harada and Toya Kaplan in studio. And we're going to be talking about a sensitive subject, maybe not for young ears. We're going to be talking about child sex trafficking, and it is such a prominent thing. Becky Harada is the founder and executive director of Beyond Borders, the organization. They are hosting Christmas parties. They're helping put on this human trafficking event called Walk for Freedom on October 19th. They also feed people homeless on Central. I mean, they're doing a lot of really what I call real ministry. Toya Kaplan is the founder of For the One. The ministry is both an action-based sex trafficking prevention ministry and a Phase 3 survivor support program, both women with a heart to protect not just young people, but anybody from sex trafficking, really. Ladies, welcome to ABQ Connect.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So let's get right into it. Becky, why is sex trafficking of children in New Mexico not receiving the attention that it should from parents and young people alike?
Well, you know, trafficking, period, whether it's sex trafficking, whether it's children.
Yeah, even slavery is happening now, right?
Yeah, and it's what they call hidden in plain sight. It can be right in front of you and you just don't see it. So it's hard to detect a lot of times.
Well, I mentioned the Walk for Freedom. It's October 19th.
Correct.
The walk starts at 9:30 on Saturday at Metamorphi Church. That's at 2518 Eubank. I'm not familiar with Metamorphi Church.
You know why I'm familiar with it is because the wife of the pastor was a flower girl in my wedding.
There you go. Well, I looked them up, and they obviously call Jesus Savior and Lord. So
they do.
We are happy to talk about Metamorphi Church on October 19th, 9:30. What is the cost to be part of the Walk for Freedom?
It is totally free. If somebody wants to give a donation to A21, they can.
So that website is a21.org.
Yes.
A21.org. And they can find out more about just the whole organization and what you're doing.
Right. And they can register there. And it's going to make things a lot easier on Saturday morning if they go on and register first.
Okay.
All they have to do is select walk. And
who's invited? Mom with five kids? Can they
anybody.
All come walk?
Okay. Anybody and everybody. Moms, dads, grandparents, children, single people.
People with bad hips like me?
Yeah. Anybody.
It's a short walk.
It is.
It's not going to be terribly long.
No.
Oh, really?
And it'll come back
to an event where we will have tables that are people that are doing things to fight human trafficking, and they will be there with information.
I love
games
it.
Games for the kids.
Games for the kids.
Prizes.
Yeah, with some prizes.
Good stuff.
To help with prevention. Also, when you go on to A21, apparently, when you go to register, it does say currently 10 o'clock.
I changed it.
Did you? Good
yes.
job. Okay, never mind.
I went on there and found that out, and I was like, oh, no.
So Toya Kaplan, she's been on the air with us. She's a friend of our ministry, and she's founded For the One, the ministry. Is doing a lot to try to educate people. Toya, you are kind of supporting this effort by Becky, and tell us why you're involved.
Well, Becky and I have been friends for years. She started this years before I opened the home we had, Freedom House, and I want to support her effort. This is a global walk, which only occurs once a year, and it's this time of year every year. So we want to do everything we can to support what Beyond Borders, Becky Harada, is doing with this. This is our chance to educate the community. This is our opportunity for prevention. This is to spread the hopeful side of it, to get to it before it happens.
Right.
Becky, I noticed in the write-up for your ministry, Beyond Borders, that you provide some food for people that are on the streets of Albuquerque.
We do.
Do you run across kids that are being sex trafficked occasionally?
You know, I actually went through some health problems. Mm. And so I haven't actually been down on Central for probably
for a
4
bit.
Years. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
but your team said, probably.
But my team is. Mm-hmm. And they find teenagers sometimes. But see, teenagers will not go around where adults are because they're too afraid of being either being attacked or being found out. Mm. And they don't want to be found out that they're on the streets. So, yeah.
Toya, this may be you that told me this. There are young people that have been in the foster care system in New Mexico, and they actually feel safer living on the streets of any town in New Mexico than they do in foster care. That's not a great comment.
No.
Well, many, because not all foster homes, obviously, are going to, that would not be the experience everywhere. You know, children are flight risks just by nature. Their brains are not developed until they're like 25, 26. And so the tendency is to run. So part of it is the kids in foster care situations are so, with unhealed trauma, multi-layers of trauma, they are a flight risk. Many, many of these children are runaways, not just from foster care, but from just homes in general. Sometimes there's sexual abuse involved. They're running from that, or they're just being rebellious because they are teenagers and, you know, whatever their upbringing is. So, yes, there are foster kids, and they are one of our highest vulnerabilities for trafficking, is that they're in the foster care system and they're vulnerable because they don't feel loved. Right. Not because they're not being given love, but because of their own hurt in their own lives from being abandoned or whatever's happened that caused them to need foster care. So the runaway child, though, is at such a high risk for trafficking. And, you know, that's important for the community to understand.
I've told you before the program started that we really need an hour to talk about this. Today, we only have 20 minutes with you. So for our purposes today, and I promise we'll get you back on the radio and talk more about this in depth as you have future events. For our audience today, what's the most effective strategy for fighting against sex trafficking?
Education. We have to teach them. And actually, part of what I do that I didn't include in this because I was trying not to include too much that didn't have to do with human trafficking, but although this does, I go into, right now I'm only in La Cueva, and I have an organization I call Backyard Broadcast New Mexico, and it's to educate our children about human trafficking and to teach them how to fight it. What my kids are working on right now is they want to get a bill passed that makes it mandatory for human trafficking to be taught somewhere in the schools. So we haven't figured that out yet.
Well, so I don't know if our listeners are going to follow exactly what you're talking about. I only know a little bit about what you're talking about because Toya has taught me.
Yeah.
But I guess here's my question. So you're 15 years old. You're a freshman at La Cueva. Mm-hmm. You're a young woman. And could something be happening to you, for example, in social media that's actually coming from a sex trafficker that you don't realize?
Right.
Are these the kinds of things you want to educate people
about?
That's
the kinds of things. And just to also to know how to recognize it, because it happens in every zip code. So that means it's happening at La Cueva because there is.
And by the way, that's a really interesting point. So I'm thinking of sex trafficking happening in the red light district, international area of Albuquerque, Wyoming to San Mateo, east of or south of Catherine.
Right.
And I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
Yeah.
It happens in every single zip code. And unfortunately, a lot of times it's parents that are trafficking their children.
Yeah, familial trafficking. What a tragedy that is. Our listeners may not really realize the impact and how pervasive this is.
Right.
Toya, you've offered a number of educational seminars about this.
Yes. Prevention. And it's for child sexual exploitation. And sex trafficking falls underneath the umbrella. So we, of course, we're going to cover that. But to return to this event, the information on there is all surrounding the hopeful side of stopping this. The people are hearing it. You don't understand that our biggest fight is to get people there, to get the information that will be the hopeful stop to this. So if you'll come, you'll bring your families. It's done in a way, PG, where you do a short walk For Freedom, right, that A21's doing, come back, and then there'll be information you can pick up and take home. There'll be books that are little, even from toddlers all the way to high school, that are examples of books that you could get yourself and vet at home. And then really statistics, maybe, but more like, what are the red flags? So you can go have these conversations in your home with your own family.
Are parents thinking, I have such a good relationship with my kids, it couldn't possibly happen to them?
Yes. I think there's parents out there that really think that.
So really, I mean, everybody is at risk, especially with all this social media. I mean, who knows who's trying to communicate anything to you?
Right.
And when I say social media, I'm also talking about gaming. I didn't know this, but I guess sex traffickers can talk to kids through gaming consoles. Yep. That's just terrifying.
I have a granddaughter who now is in her sophomore year at UNM. And when she was in high school, she would have people contact her on Snapchat. Snapchat is terrible. And she would have people contact her and try to get her to send them pictures or, you know, here, I'll send you my picture. And it's like, no, thank you, you know.
And they don't realize that that's not a harmless thing. They're just setting themselves up for something not so nice.
Right. But thankfully, my daughter monitored her Snapchat.
That's an interesting segue, too. So I mentioned the 15-year-old that may be approached by someone she doesn't realize it's even happening.
Right.
If that 15-year-old was educated, could she actually help her friends also stay away from sex trafficking?
Yes. That's what we in Backyard Broadcast, that's what we teach these kids. We teach them, you know, if you see somebody with these symptoms, I guess you could call it, then you need to tell somebody. You have to tell somebody. If you're wrong, it's better to tell somebody and be wrong than to not tell somebody and be right about it. Mm. So these kids are learning what to look for, and now they're learning how to deal with it, the things they can do. What I'd like future schools to work on is maybe they could work on some of the the legislation to make it tougher on traffickers. I'd love to see them do that. We need this next generation to come up knowing how to take care of this problem.
Well, I know Toya also works closely with Shelley Rep with the New Mexico Dream Center, and she does put legislation out there because she's working directly with the Attorney General's office.
Yeah.
I like how all of you are kind of joined together and working together, and there's kind of a strategy. We're talking about the Walk for Freedom. It's October 19th. The walk starts at 9:30 a.m. on Saturday. Metamorphi Church, 2518 Eubank Boulevard Northeast. More information is available at, I love these short web addresses, a21.org, and you can. There's no cost to the event, but you can register so that they know how many people are coming, and you know, they need people to, you know, it's not a long walk.
No, not a long walk.
Okay, but it's bringing people together that have like-mindedness and are all concerned about this. Education is really the most prominent thing. There's going to be people available to talk to at the event.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Well, we're going to have people that are involved. I mean, like For the One will be there, and I'll have some information there, and I don't know. I'm still working on that part of it.
Well, at that same time, though, I mean, Toya. One of the things that Toya has shown me over the years is part of being ready always to give an answer when it comes to our faith is also being able to give an answer about how to stay away from trouble.
Right. Right.
And just to circle back, and if you're afraid or you feel the hear no, see no, speak no evil is trying to come on you to keep you from coming, remember that we didn't have a hard time telling our children to wear their seatbelts.
Right.
That's one of our biggest analogy at my events right now. It's like, nobody leaves my driveway without a seatbelt on, and this is a seatbelt for families. This is how you keep your family safer in this community. Instead of being afraid of it coming, buckle up. Come find out how you can protect your children. Get a list of the apps to watch out for and get information.
One of the things I was just thinking, Toya, is that you all are putting in a bunch of hours every day, putting together walks and trainings and various other things. Sex traffickers are putting in 10 hours a day doing their job.
Exactly.
To deceive people into trapping them. I think you've used terms in the past like leash drugs, where they get somebody addicted, and then you're, you know, you're not only trying to, you're into prostitution and other kinds of things because that's the only way you can survive. And you know people that have gotten out of all of that, don't you?
It's a lifetime healing, though, I got to tell you.
Yeah.
So it's a lifetime of healing once you've been in it, even for a couple of weeks.
But are there people that'll love you in that, or are you are you never going to be accepted?
No, people. Sorry, you answer.
No, you go right ahead because you.
But I mean, we see. I mean, the heart in these last 10 years for me, I'm so hopeful at the way people, particularly Christians, have embraced these, not just children, but women, and we have boys and men, and just said, we love you, and we are here to partner with you towards your future healing and wholeness. So it's because of that love, and it's the love of God in us that really makes their future possible, I believe.
Right.
Have you seen people that have been victims of sex trafficking that have actually gotten into supporting programs like yourself? They had success in life, and they are moving forward to protect others?
I would say we know of organizations where it's occurring because the house is not open now. I still work with some of our survivors, but all that to say, there are actually people who are survivors that go and become speakers and facilitators, and they speak out against this, having lived through it. They still may need some counseling and ongoing healing, et cetera, but they use their story to help others break free.
Right.
Yeah, I love that. The Walk for Freedom is October 19th. That is a Saturday, 9:30 a.m., Metamorphi Church at 2518 Eubank Northeast. Going to start the walk there.
Yes.
You can register at A21.org. I wish I could get a cool web address like that that's really
cool.
Short.
Do you know what A21 stands for?
No.
It stands for Abolish Slavery in the 21st Century.
Amen. Becky Hirata, Toya Kaplan, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you so much.